We're learning the laws of brachos. The Mechaber tells us, Ashosa Mayim, a person who drinks water with smo'u in order to quench their thirst. Mevorach shahakol al-chor b'nefashos rabos. So very clearly, the only time a bracha is said on water is only if it's because one is thirsty. However, says the Mechaber, Avol im chanate umtsa v'shosa mayim l'haverhu. So let's say a person was eating and they need the water merely to clear one's throat. Then a bracha is not recited, not before the drinking or after. Mishnah Berurah explains that when it says that the bracha is only when it comes to one who is thirsty, near the lab davka with sma'o mamish, it doesn't mean that you are only someone who is absolutely thirsty. Ela bastama. What?
Take a pill, you don't have to make a
breath. Oh, we're going to get to that. El bastama kol. Anytime when a person, when they swallow, that they derive some benefit as the nice, refreshing water goes down your throat. Bastama hutsami ksasa. Probably you are a little bit thirsty, and therefore bracha is required. So it's not only when you're dying of thirst. So now we're going to get into the medication, which the Mishnah Berurah discusses now. He says like this, v'shasamayim, that the only time we say to clear one's throat, and it's not for any other reason that a bracha is not required, is only dafkamayim, only when it comes to water. She'ein hacheich nehenu mehem, because you're not really doing this to derive any benefit from it. Ki'im kishishosa litzam, except when you're drinking to quench your thirst. Aval kishishosa shar mashkin, when it comes to any other liquid. O'ochel chetichas pas, so now that you're drinking something, but you're not really doing it to enjoy the drink, but you're doing it to clear your throat. So the only time we say a bracha is not required, when one wishes to wash down that which they feel is a little bit stuck in their throat, doesn't mean a person's choking, is only by water is that leniency that no bracha said. Anything else, a bracha is certainly required. And now we get into the pill. Kishoshosa mayim, that when a person is drinking water beboker l'refua, in the morning for healing, which it doesn't necessarily sound that specifically to swallow a pill, but the whole purpose of you taking this water is for healing, lo yavarech, then a bracha is not said. V'im gam l'tzamo yavarech. However, if while you take this, which is for the purpose of refuah, also you're thirsty at the same time, then you should make a bracha. And therefore, some people wish to take a step back and reflect on the words of the Mishnah Berurah that this is also referring to taking a pill. And when a person needs to take medicine, and it's difficult for them to do so without a liquid, so if you're going to take, let's say, orange juice, so even though you really just are drinking the orange juice in order to take this medicine, you still have to make a bracha. However, when it comes to water, since the purpose is not for your thirst, therefore a bracha would not be recited before taking the medication. But again, if while you're taking the medication, you're also thirsty, then one should make a bracha. Now he continues and discusses, well, just a couple more minutes because it's late, in the Sefer Halachos of Brachos by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bodner, I'm going to share with you the following paragraph. Various diets call for drinking two or more quarts of water daily, over and above the amount one usually consumes. If one's doctor or dietitian prescribes that much water to be consumed every day, a bracha is not required when drinking that water, unless he also happens to be thirsty at that time. So it's the same idea, it's only when you're thirsty, and if the reason why you're drinking is for some dietary reason or some health reason, so you're just forcing yourself to have to drink all this water, but you're not really enjoying it. And he says also in three bulleted items, he says a bracha is not required when water is taken to relieve choking, for example, if there's food lodged in one's throat, to ease one's coughing, as well as to relieve a burn after eating some type of a hot food, and you wish to just cool your mouth off by drinking water, a bracha is also not required on that water. We'll conclude with the following thought in the Piskei Tshuvos. He says, "Mi she'enu tzama achshav klal." Imagine you're not thirsty now at all. El tzarech lotzeis l'derech. For example, let's say you're on the road, you're about to go on the road, and you know you're going to get thirsty. So like a camel, you want to fill up with water so you'll be able to survive the long journey. Oh, very interesting example, which some of us are probably more common, but Erev Yom Tinus. A person, right before a fast, you see people drinking cup after cup after cup of water. He's not thirsty now, but I'm concerned, maybe I'm going to get thirsty later on. I'm not sure how if that always works, but nonetheless, we see people do that. What I'm trying to do is fill up my stomach with all this water. In this situation also, it's paskin in the Piskei Tshuvos, since you're not doing this because you're thirsty now, you're only doing it so that in the future you'll not need to drink more water. In that situation also, a bracha of Sha'a Kol will not be said.